interest loan or a zero interest credit card, ASE can help you get out of debt faster and lower your monthly payments. Say yes to ASE. They're your goals. ASE is your credit union, federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Miss the days when you had a real neighborhood bar where you can just hang out with a gang? That place is still here. Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Mo knows.
Rick and Moe's has the entire week covered. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Rick and Moe's Kitchen is open 7 days a week at 4 o'clock with four flavors of wings, hamburgers, hot dogs, nachos, chili cheese fries. All your bar menu favorites.
Mo knows.
Tuesday is Taco Tuesday and the perfect time for open mic night. Wednesday is Wiener Wednesday, and Wednesday and Thursday nights, come out for your favorite acoustic acts. Fridays through the weekend is party time at Rick and Moe's. They've always got your favorite sports on the TVs.
Mo knows.
Join Sammy for Sunday Fun Day. She'll have the place hopping. Check Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule. There's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Plenty of fun with darts, pool, and video games.
Mo knows.
Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar. On the east side at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive. Mo knows.
Hey, Cade, what you been doing since school got out?
I've been catching some fine catfish and bream on the Alabama River.
Where on the river?
Christmas Lake.
Well, if you need some bait, we better head to the minnow bucket.
For the best in fried shrimp, Apalachicola Bay oysters, fresh mullet and gator tail, come see us at Nick's. We're located on Highway 20, overlooking the Choctahatchee Bay. Don't forget our kids' catfish tournament on July 21st.
For more information, find us on Facebook at Trailer Made Tournaments.
It's Nick's, not Nick Saban. War Eagle.
Hey there, this is Dr. Sam. And you know my favorite at Nick's Seafood is a seafood platter. Apalachicola oysters, succulent shrimp, fried clams that'll knock your socks off, fried grouper or snapper, and for the non-seafood eater, the absolute best steaks and chicken platters this side of the Mississippi. They don't forget the little sailors, too, with a fantastic menu for them to select from. And you know generations of families have been eating at Nick's Seafood on Highway 20 between Destin and Freeport. Trey wants to personally thank all of the South Alabama listeners who have stopped by since he's been on Bama Country. He appreciates your business at Nick's Seafood, Highway 20, Freeport, Florida.
Looking to keep the kiddos occupied while school's out? Tired of them bouncing off the walls at home? How about a trip to a place where bouncing is just the beginning of the fun? Rock and Jump on Atlanta Highway across from Eastdale Mall has added loads of new features to their over 7,500 square feet of Rock and Jump fun. The biggest trampoline park in the South has added new silk streams, a new trapeze swing, and a slack line. Trampoline courses for as far as the eye can see, and the always popular basketball and dodgeball games still keep the kids jumping. And listen up, big kids. Rock and Jump has added a new Ninja Warrior course, complete with monkey bars, the balance beam, and the infamous swinging ball. Rock and Jump has something for the kid in your life and the kid in you. Perfect for church groups, school groups, community centers, and don't forget Rock and Jump when planning your birthday parties. Open 7 days a week. Rock and Jump, across from Eastdale Mall and Atlanta Highway. Learn more at rockandjump.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast is becoming more and more typical for summertime every day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast, but they'll fade out overnight. Low temperature 72. Tomorrow, look for fewer storms around. Mostly sunny with a high temperature in the lower 90s. Widely scattered afternoon and evening storms here and there. Then by Monday and Tuesday, with a high in the low to mid 90s, only isolated storms in the afternoon and evening hours. About a 20% chance. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. It's free in the app store. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, plus interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I'm going to attempt to play you a clip, and we're flying without a net here, so if there's any bad language, I'm going to have to dump this. I don't think there will be, but this clip is only 3 minutes, and it says how the USA is a corporation and still owned by the King of England.
Charter of Great Britain stated that the charging or collecting of interest carried the death penalty. It was not until William the Orange of the Netherlands of the Habsburg bloodline, who married Queen Mary and created the Bank of England in 1694, that the Magna Carta was circumvented in Great Britain. Central banks owned by the Habsburgs had already been spawned in other countries, like the Bank of Amsterdam in 1609 in the Netherlands, the Bank of Hamburg in 1619 in Germany, and the Bank of Sweden, formed in 1661. These Habsburg banks were enriched by the fiat principle of lending money which existed on paper, only minimally backed by gold. This money out of air was then lent to governments, which were charged interest on this debt through taxation of its citizens, thus empowering the banking families as overlords. Alexander Hamilton, as Secretary of the Treasury, created the Bank of the United States, which was privately owned and lent money to the United States, creating immediate debt, but it caused so much poverty and rebellion that it was shut down. However, the Second Bank of the United States was created to fund the War of 1812, owned by the Bauer-Rothschilds family of Frankfurt, Germany. Bauer. Germany had also lent money and mercenaries out during the Revolutionary War of the United States. In 1832, President Andrew Jackson vetoed a bill to extend the charter of a Rothschild Second Bank of the United States, from which the U.S. had borrowed monies to wage the War of 1812. Jackson denounced the central bank as unconstitutional and a curse to a republic, inasmuch as it is calculated to raise around the administration a moneyed aristocracy dangerous to the liberties of the country. The Rothschilds family retaliated when in 1835 an assassination attempt was made by Richard Lawrence. The attempt failed, and Jackson successfully pulled the United States funds out of the second bank. Jacob Rothschild's puppets in the Senate censured Jackson, but the censure was annulled in 1837, and by the time Andrew Jackson had left office, he had completely eliminated the entire national debt. A stepping stone to European banking control of the U.S. came with the National Banking Act of 1863 during the Lincoln administration, but it was oil profits that catapulted their cartel into the stratosphere of power. When the Spindletop oil field discovery was stolen from Higgins by Lucas and Andrew Mellon's bank, Gulf Oil was born, further enriching the banking and oil cartel. The Warburg family, represented by Felix and Paul Warburg, consolidated large-scale banking operations in New York City in 1901, where they purchased partnerships in the investment firm of Kuhn, Loeb & Company. Rockefeller crony Jacob Schiff was a senior partner. The German banker, Paul Warburg, representing the Habsburgs and centuries-old European banking families, began advocating for central banking in the United States as early as 1907, propagandizing in the New York Times with articles like "A Plan for a Modified Central Bank." A clandestine meeting of several top bankers occurred on the premise of duck hunting.
We're talking about Jekyll Island's what he's talking about. And there's a really great book, G. Edward Griffith's written, the premier work on that, The Creature from Jekyll Island. They suckered us into it. It never was actually ratified. And I have read where the Great Depression was actually caused on purpose to push for a central bank, because they said, well, you know, if we had had a central bank in place, we wouldn't have had this Great Depression. Well, all of this, it goes back to knowing what you want, creating a bogus problem that allows you to put the machinations in place that will get you to where you want to be to begin with. That's just how it works. That's the way these people work. And it's sick. It's because they're Luciferian psychopaths. They really are. You know, as a kid, and I used to read the Bible and read these stories and stuff, and I was like, I don't know about all this. Well, it more time goes along, the more that's revealed, the more it does make perfect sense. It's all making perfect sense. It's unreal where we're headed, folks. If we don't wake up, we're not going to be able to slow it down. I don't think we can stop it. It's prophesied. It's going to happen, but we can slow it down for our children's sake. But if people don't wake up, it's going to happen right now. Nothing we can do about it. All right, this is something that I wrote, Idle Musings of a Mind Numbed by Morgellons. And I found this just doing what I do. I found some weird stuff out, or some interesting to me stuff out. Did you know America can boast that we have the largest air force in the world, but did you know we also have the second largest air force in the world? Our Navy is the second largest Air Force in the world, only behind our Air Force. True. Back in 2005, we were having NATO war games. The USS Ronald Reagan, the aircraft carrier, was sunk by multiple virtual torpedo hits by a lone Swedish submarine that managed somehow to get through a tight formation of ships. They could not detect this thing. Now, they didn't really sink it. It's electronic, right? Like playing laser tag, but in a much, much bigger version. But it's how the ship did this that's so interesting. The submarine utilized a Stirling engine instead of the traditional diesel or nuclear power. After the games, once they were finished, America leased the sub for a year so they could understand how it could possibly be so stealthy. Stirling engines are fascinating. All they do is they use a difference in temperature and sealed gas inside of a cylinder. It's amazing because the heat makes the gas expand, pushes the piston. That pushes the gas to one side where it cools off, contracts, piston goes back, heats up again, back and forth, back and forth. Simple process. There's so much simple stuff out there that we could be using that for some reason we don't. I don't get it.
There's no money involved, especially if it gets to us.
There you go. That is the bottom line. Just like Tesla showed us with the wireless transfer of power. By power, I mean energy, electricity. He proved that you could do that wirelessly, but when J.P. Morgan found out there were going to be no meters for him to collect his money, he pulled the plug on it, literally and figuratively. These people are all about money. I don't know how many times I've said that, but that's the God's honest truth. Why? Because money's power. Power is control. All right, I played you the clip, and I should have read you this before, but this is very important. In 1967, there was a report released called The Report from Iron Mountain. You can Google that. It's interesting. The Report from Iron Mountain. This was the first report that listed the determinations from a secret meeting held in an underground nuclear-proof bunker near Washington, D.C. Now, this report states that keeping the people in fear, that's you and me, in fear was mandatory for their quest for total control. It went on to say that using war, while profitable and beneficial on many levels, that was not going to work long enough because the populace was beginning to be almost numb to the vast number of skirmishes that we were experiencing around the globe. So war was no longer having the desired effect. As a matter of fact, Vietnam seemed to prove that Americans were getting sick and tired of their children being thrown to the UN wolves, and we were on the verge of an uprising. So they had to come up with some other fear tactic, right? So they did. And guess what that was? An environmental holocaust. Don't you get it? Think about when suddenly the public, that's you and me, were besieged by books warning us that a new ice age was coming unless we changed our ways, or that pollution was going to set the world on fire, blah, 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 blah. All of these were published to play on the fears of an environmental holocaust that would decimate the population and leave the planet uninhabitable. Because all of that's designed to make us afraid. Because an afraid populace, or people in fear, are just like an ignorant populace. Dumb people. They're easy to manipulate. Now, when I played you the Lisa Haven thing, talking about the IG report and it being a distraction, now those are her words, not mine. She's thinking that the real goal of geoengineering is being pushed harder and harder by these Luciferian psychopaths. Now, she's still a bit naive as far as the biological stuff and all that, but her body of work, no pun intended, is pretty good. It's pretty impressive. And she has more views on just one of her videos than I do on all of my 200 and something put together. So she's doing something right. But wow, break time. Wow, sneaks up on you. 3-minute break, folks. We'll be back. Come back with us.
There, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If you are in the market to refinance or purchase, look no further than Alabama Home Mortgage. We are your local lender. Can't find the time to give us a call? We understand. Apply for a mortgage on your time, whether that's while you're waiting on your kids in the carpool line or just before you go to sleep. You can apply 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit our website, allahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. You heard me right. Click the Blink bank link to get started. No appointment necessary. Or give us a call today at Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. My team and I are ready to assist you. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Here in the Tri-County, we are very fortunate to have so many military and first responders living right here among us. And in an effort to honor those who risk their lives for us, CTE Outdoor Power and Skag Power Equipment are proud to announce Simply the Brave First Responder Discount Program. From now until Labor Day, all current and retired fire, police, and EMT personnel, as well as active duty military and military veterans, will receive 15% off MSRP on their purchase of a new Skag zero-turn riding mower. Skag Power Equipment's motto has always been simply the best, and it's only fitting that we now honor Simply the Brave with this unprecedented 15% off discount program. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell and our first responders.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We just found the video that I thought had been scrubbed. I couldn't find. I wanted to play you last week. I can't really play. It's over an hour long. But I just posted it to the official Clearing the Air Facebook page. If you want to know the knowledge that the elite have that makes them believe they're above us, that we're expendable, but they're special, watch this video. It's officially titled The Lie NASA Told, The Imminent Demise of the New World Order, NWO. Here's what, it's from the Yellow Rose for Texas. Here's what she puts on here, or he puts on here. Information that was removed from books and hieroglyphics concerning what happened in Babylon, religion in altered terms, all of which ties together with what NASA has hidden in their archives. Some of the footage from NASA hidden in their archives, images of planets being destroyed by a war in space. The last on March 19th was Jupiter. This footage concerns the imminent destruction of the New World Order and mankind's freedom. Interesting. Wow. There's so much stuff that we don't know that's been kept from us, folks. It is unreal. All right, let me do a little bit more of need-to-know stuff while I can here. Let's see. Talked about that. Amazon, Starbucks, and other large employers were able to pressure Seattle, Washington's city council into overturning the socialist head tax of $275 on each employee per year that was expected to raise over $50 million a year. The money was to help keep the growing homeless population. A homeless population, not to keep them. Amazon has more than 45,000 employees, and the tax would have cost them $12,375,000, and can't have that. The Berkeley, California City Council unanimously voted in a plan for climate regulations and put on record their desire to, quote, humanely stabilize population, end quote, a euphemism for depopulation, which is the ultimate goal of Agenda 21. The city urges surrounding municipalities in the state of California to buy into its hysteria and to impose harsh regulations that will affect energy, building, the electrical grid, and transportation. Remember, folks, when it starts in California, invariably it works its way around the country. Riverdale, Maryland, the brutal Central American MS-13 gang is recruiting children from the William Wirt Middle School, located just 10 miles from the White House. Fights occur almost daily at the school. Knives and a BB gun have been confiscated, God forbid, and some parents are afraid their children will be hurt or killed. A 14-year-old girl reported that she was raped by a gang member. Police have been called to the school 74 times since the school year started. Now, the school's population has jumped by 50% in recent years due to the surge of immigration from 2012 to 2016 under Obama's unaccompanied children program. Most MS-13 gangs are concentrated in Long Island, Boston, D.C., and Houston. Oh, boy. Police in the Balkans warned against an upswing in migrants, with an estimated 80,000 asylum seekers currently making their way through the region towards Western Europe. Austria's right-wing government will stage border defense war games. Interior Minister Herbert Kickl said the drill will show that his country is serious about stopping illegal immigration and that there will be no waving people through and registering them as their predecessors did, which encouraged and increased mass immigration. Gary Galino, talks how diversity has hurt Pomona, a sanctuary city in Southern California, where 72% of the population is Hispanic. 83% of the children do not speak English. Open border advocates claim the area with high immigration populations are safer than those with non-immigrants. Pomona, however, is listed as the second most dangerous Southern California city after dark. Now, he also authored an article about the Mexican Mafia called The Gang of Gangs by the FBI that rules from prison and controls all street gangs, like those in Pomona. It also controls drug trafficking inside L.A. County prisons. These Mexican Mafia have become an established entity that now functions effectively as an illegal government, probably more so if you want to know me. We do not agree with the reporter's blanket description of the appearance of the city of Pomona. It's true that there are empty lots that once were bristling with businesses, and it's also true that gang violence now makes it unsafe, especially at night. But it should be noted that there are still parts of Pomona that are clean, well-groomed, and safe. Okay. So, you know, the question that we all should have is, what is the deal with all these illegals? Why are they trying to flood this country and other countries with these people? I think there are several answers. The most obvious one to me is when you bring in more people whose core beliefs prevent them from assimilating into your society, then what you're doing is you are destroying the fabric of this country. You're destroying the what we all believe, our base, our core beliefs are all being destroyed. They're basically diluting all the God-fearing, honest Americans with other people. And the end result is not going to be good, folks. Now, as far as specifically Muslims, Postman, you told me once that was like the beginning religion. Is that right? Why do they worship Muhammad? Who was Muhammad to them?
Well, actually, Muhammad was one of their patriarchs of the Muslim religion, but it all occurred way before Muhammad was born.
Okay.
And I mean, it was in 600 when Muhammad came along, and the way before that, I'm talking about in times BC.
Okay.
But if you look at all the all the reliefs, all the Sigil Seals from Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Even in India, I mean, think about it. The people from India with the head turbans, you know, they dress the same way.
Right.
Pakistan, Afghanistan,
wow.
All of them.
Well, what's the deal?
They're mimicking the Anunnaki in the way they dress.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Mankind has done that since
right.
the beginning.
They mimic the gods, you know, ever since man encountered them.
Correct.
Yes.
Just like I remember after World War II, there was some island down in the Pacific where we used for our airplanes for supply, and the people there had never seen any other people. And the next thing you know, they're making these giant mock-ups of airplanes.
Right.
Because they were like gods to them. They had never seen anything like it.
Yeah, and that was proof of that.
Exactly. You know, that's exactly what we've always done. That's
If you run into a culture that's, for lack of a better term, you know, uncivilized.
Or isolated.
Yeah, or isolated for that matter.
Yeah.
And the same thing will happen.
Wow. Why? I mean, I don't understand why it's the Muslim religion. What is the deal? I look at this as like a cousin to Satanism. Am I wrong? I know that any religion that doesn't have Jesus Christ as the Savior is basically a pagan religion, or it is to us Christians.
And I mean, you wonder, why ISIS, or I mean, let me start with this.
Okay.
Do you remember what Barack Obama called ISIS?
No.
Call them ISIL.
For Levant? For...
He put an IL.
Okay.
On the end of that. Because of the... because of the faction that the... That ISIS belonged to. The ILI.
Ah, okay. And that is in extraterrestrials.
Right.
All right. Explain that. If you can. And I hate to throw you under the bus, but we need to know this.
The suffixes that are on angelic names, even the benevolent angels, they have either a EL or EL or AL at the end of their names.
This is in that video I just put
on.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah, that's right.
The video. It is. And it just gives them title.
So that way they each know where each of them belongs or what core group they belong to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Now, does this have anything to do with? Well, no, I'm not going to go into that part of the Bible just yet. That's later. That makes sense to me.
And if you could, I'd like you to play. Play 7 minutes. Play start at time index 7 minutes on that on that video and let it run through probably 10 minutes.
Okay, seven to ten. I can do that. Why don't we do that when we get back from this bottom of the hour break?
And let the whole thing run 10 minutes. I think it'll like 18. It ends up like maybe a little further than that.
Okay. Hey, I can do it. I have the power.
Let it go from 7 minutes to 20 minutes.
Okay, we can do that too. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we go ahead and hit this break, and then when we get back, I'll start this video, and people, please listen to this. This is so important. We will be back in 5 short minutes. You're listening to Clearing the Air on WACV News Talk 93.1 here in Montgomery, Alabama, Blue Water Broadcasting. Thank you for listening.
Discover the William Mason Experience. William Mason Salon is the only Aveda concept salon in Prattville since 2008. Stop in, relax, and put your hair in the hands of one of their talented professionals. Soothing manicures, pedicures, or full body massage and botanically based Aveda facials. Continue to pamper yourself at home with Aveda lifestyle products available at William Mason Salon, a different salon, an upscale salon, spa, the finest products, and a place that is your kind of place without the upscale price. William Mason takes pride in the advanced education of their stylists, manicurists, and massage therapists, and the personal relationships they maintain with their clients. Call William Mason Salon today at 285-7200. Gift certificates are always available. William Mason Salon, an Aveda Concept Salon in the Prattville Town Center. Call 285-7200 for an appointment or visit on the web at williammasonsalon.net.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What sets United apart from the competition?
At United, our service department is top-notch with technicians that are trained and certified to quickly find your problem and tell you up front how much it's going to cost you to repair.
And yes, United has emergency service 24/7 and can service and repair all brands.
Our professional, prompt, and experienced service team will fix it right the first time. We have over 300 years combined experience and service thousands of families in the River Region.
If you're tired of paying the same AC guy for the same problem every summer, give you United a try.
If your unit is beyond repair, we give free estimates on replacements. And for this month, we will give you a free digital thermostat with a new system. And we have payments as low as $99 on a new energy-efficient system.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United Fire Comfort.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. We got boats you can rent to cruise up and down this beautiful Alabama River. So all you need is a driver's license and a credit card. Get your crew together and come on down here. You can call ahead if you want to reserve it, or, you know, just show up. We'll rent it to you. You can get out and have a fun time. Cruise up to the sandbar, hop on the rope swing. Just have a good time. Let's talk about good food. Let's talk about fried shrimp, fried oysters, fried scallops, fried crab claws. How about anybody getting hungry yet? Let's go to the steamer. We got those beautiful big old fat snow crab legs, crab claws, oysters Rockefeller. Let's talk about grilled amberjack, one of the best sandwiches in town, that grilled amberjack four. Boy, that's some good eating. And let's talk about Sunday, y'all. This week we're doing it again. This way we reach all the way down to Brazil. Coming in this week, the Blues Beatles. That's right. Check it out. CapitalOysterBar.com. You got information, everything you need to know on there, and we're going to have a good time. Y'all get on down here, come hungry, and come soon.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast is becoming more and more typical for summertime every day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast, but they'll fade out overnight. Low temperature 72. Tomorrow, look for fewer storms around. Mostly sunny with a high temperature in the lower 90s. Widely scattered afternoon and evening storms here and there. Then by Monday and Tuesday, with a high in the low to mid-90s, only isolated storms in the afternoon and evening hours, about a 20% chance. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. It's free in the App Store. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, plus interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I'm going to play some of the video that I posted, so let's see if we can get this thing to work. Flying without a net, we are. Let's see.
And folks, this was
when I was talking with the gentleman from Belcom, and we were discussing the why. Everything he was telling me was different from what we were being told was the truth. And at one point I asked him, I said, man, you guys, you lied about a lot, didn't you? And instantly he said, no, we didn't lie about certain things. We lied about everything. None of it was true.
There are only three locations: heaven, the abyss, and the underworld. The abyss is negative space. It is a binary system fueled by the black sun, home of the Sith Lords and demons, which are beings of negative polarity.
Posee una órbita elíptica y viaja entre nuestro sol y un sol negro que se encuentra a 32 billones de kilómetros.
Definition of the creation is a construct. The planets are on poles, which are the origin of the seven candlesticks, they can leave their pole and follow the tracks.
She gets quiet and it gets loud. NASA SOHO images have been kept from countless UFOs by the sun. Google Earth Skyview is now showing another anomaly about the sun, what appear to be giant cables running from the sun to other areas in space. Could the two be related? Are these cables being used to harvest energy from the sun?
Yes. It's pretty amazing, and the thing is, you may have to watch it maybe once or twice to actually catch on to what she's actually talking about. And if you hadn't swallowed the red pill, you're gonna have to swallow that red pill to actually be able to take this, because this is some of the stuff I've been talking about all the while. I mean, this was a eureka moment for me when I found this, and I'm thinking, I said, gosh, somebody's thinking the same way I'm thinking about this. And it was just amazing. I mean, I could not contain myself.
See the planets as they really appear.
True.
This is called an arc.
Showing
each branch has its own arc.
In front of the Vatican.
This is the exterior of the construct. The degree lines on this image are not drawn in, they are physical. This is called a map. This is an image of Venus as she really appears, taken February 25th. This is an image of Earth, taken March 10th. Each branch has a father. Mankind is special because it is the only branch whose specific father is God. The seal is a device. It marks the individual as belonging to that specific family. This allows them to be transported to the ark at the time of the division. The Book of Life is a record of all life that the father of a branch sent into the creation. It is used to recall the family members when it's time to return to their ark.
Like the Bible says.
Yeah.
NASA, which is DOD owned, and all the other space agencies are owned by the Vatican and Elizabeth. They do not tell you you're in the Abyss because they are owned and operated by the Sith. It is coven law that each coven must identify itself with a registered coven symbol, which is called a sigil.
Okay.
The vector symbol is
what I've been talking about all
the
while.
Of the Sith Lords, which are the seven system lords.
Right.
These are the seven candlesticks of Baal.
God.
Three dots represent the three kings, the three Ptolemies.
Right.
Saturn, Jupiter and Mars.
The Vector, NASA's official logo. If you've ever looked at NASA's official logo, both their official insignia and their official seal, you'll see that the most prominent object in the seal is a red swooshing object. They call that the chevron or the vector. If you ask NASA's public affairs office that this symbology is featured so heavily in their insignia and seal, they'll give you what really amounts to the standard facile cover story for the unilluminated. They'll tell you that that is a representation of a hypersonic wing design from the 1950s, which was the time the logo was created. Not exactly the case. Someone might want to ask the Russian Federal Space Agency, Roscosmos, that was formed in 1992, why they chose that same logo. And while you're at it, you can ask the Chinese, who formed their space agency in 1996, why in the world they're using a hypersonic wing design from the 1950s as their official logo. Then you can ask the Japanese, the South Koreans, Taiwanese, Malaysia, Mexico, Iran, all of these countries, even Bulgaria,
They all utilize the vector symbology in their space agency logos for their national space agencies. It gets even deeper. You can go look at the individual manned program patches for NASA. Now, the Mercury program, for example, a blatant use of covert symbology. In every logo dealing with the Mercury program, you'll see what looks like a number 7 in their logo. And again, NASA's official story is that they put this number 7 there so that they could pay homage to the original 7 Mercury astronauts. Kind of forgetting the fact that only 6 Mercury astronauts actually flew into space, because number 7 never did. Deke Slayton had a heart problem, so he didn't get to go up. So there were only 6 Mercury astronauts, yet there's a 7 in every single logo. That's in the official mission insignia, or official program insignia for Mercury, as well as the 6 individual mission patches carry this logo. And it carries on to the space shuttle program. If you look at the Apollo logo, the Apollo logo has a big letter A in it. At least that's what they want you to believe, but it's not. Again, that's just a simple way of explaining away the inclusion of this vector symbology in the logo.
It's not me with the sound. It keeps cutting out.
If you go to the space shuttle program, the original space shuttle STS program patch is a triangular patch that, again, hides the use of the chevronic vector symbology. And that also goes for many of the STS-specific mission patches. Every single one of the International Space Station expedition patches carry the vector symbology. The Russian Mir space station used the vector symbology. That was their official logo. And you can even go deeper and look at military industrial complex companies. Look at the logo on a company like Lockheed Martin, 2 vectors. The XPRIZE logo. Ames Research Labs, the U.S. Space Command, when you get into the military realm, the United States Space Command, their official logo is the vector symbol. And when you look at the military's individual space-specific programs, all of them deal with vector symbology in their official insignias. And the question really becomes, who or what are these people paying homage to? And the truth, quite frankly, is out of this world.
Yeah, they're paying homage to the system wars. There's 7 of them that run the system. I'm talking about the solar system that we live in.
Right.
The picture that's showing now is...
Is that the moon?
Yes, it's on the moon, and there's a vessel on the moon. It's somewhere between 2 to 5 miles in length.
Huge.
And that was why they went up there and
never went back.
Yeah, once they went to where the vessel was, they actually, you know, got ran from up there.
This painting entitled La Donna was Saint Giovannino was made sometime during the
1400s. See the background.
The artist's
right.
name
and, I mean,
is
this
not
was,
known.
Some of these pictures were painted in the 14th and 15th
UFO
century, and they've got
the sky to the right side
vectors in those in those pictures.
If you were to see the original full-size painting, you would see the object clearly. Looking at the enlargement, you can see a man and his dog standing and looking up at the object. However, this painting has something else being depicted. On the left side of the painting, you see the sun and some vector-like objects seemingly flying from or toward the sun.
Oh, I've never noticed.
Perhaps
that.
This artist was trying to tell us something.
Yes, and those
are painting of the Madonna
those,
made by a completely
those entities
different...
are real. At some point in time, in the video, it'll show them.
Well, I have to tell you, those things look familiar to me.
Yes,
and my research with Morgell.
And his dog.
They look to me like
and looking up at the object. However,
that I've taken
this painting
came
has something
out of my
else
nose.
Being depicted.
But like, look like
on the left side
starfish.
Of the painting, you see the
what
sun
you see
and
in real
some vector-like objects
it.
Seemingly flying from or toward the sun. Perhaps this artist was
look
trying.
At that one's got like glowing orbs or something on its legs, on its appendages. Folks, go to Clear in the Air's Facebook page. You can see this video. Right now we're at the 17-minute, 9-second mark.
To tell us something. In another painting of the Madonna made by a completely different artist, the unusual patterns of the sun and the vector-like symbols have also been painted prominently on the Madonna's cloak. You can see the same symbology on this painting as on the one before.
Wow.
This This time, however, there is no UFO object to be seen anywhere.
What are those things? Do you know?
Do you know when they're talking about the entity Hydra?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Hydra with all the arms on it and
right.
everything. Okay.
Almost like an octopus.
Yes, it does. And that's what they're talking about. They're talking about that entity that you're looking at right now. What do you see in real time?
I got to tell you.
Give me your response.
I'll show you pictures that would blow your mind.
This footage was taken off of Mexico City in 2002. There were many other videos and photographs taken of the same type of object.
It's moving. It's
thinly resembling the shapes
right.
seen on the visor of the astronaut. On the moon,
and it's a Fremont Roman entity that could roam in air and in outer space.
There is probably a larger story behind the vectors, but it is very unusual this symbology has been adapted by all the United States and foreign space agencies, especially agencies like Iran and others who are also making missions to the moon.
They've got this whole system set up, and it all started
This is an image of the Sith at the sun. They had complete control of planet Earth. No mortal man could fight them back. Any who didn't comply were killed.
Okay, folks, what we're talking about here is she's talking about control of Earth. Now, when we read the Bible and we're told that there were watchers over this planet, okay, 200 watchers, and when you think, okay, well, they were just watchers. They were just floating around out there, you know, watching everything. No, there's a lot more to that. When the Dark Lord controls this planet, there's a lot more to control than just observing. He was controlling what was coming, what was going, everything. And that's kind of what they're showing us in this video.
They
Again,
the
go to the Facebook page.
Which ran the sciences and education. And this is how they were able to lie about the true nature of space.
There's no inside structure.
Wait. That chart. Oh, my. Let me go
especially entities like Iran and others who are also making missions to the moon.
This is an image of the Sith at the sun. They had complete control
of the
planet Earth.
Going through the sun.
No mortal man could fight them back. Any who didn't comply were killed. They owned the corporations.
Here we go. Home of the Sith Lords, father of the branch of reptiles, ruler of the underworld and abyss, negative polarity. The abyss, a binary system fueled by a black sun that
black
lies
sun.
Between heaven and the underworld. Heaven lies beyond the east gate. The underworld is the west gate, the left-hand path of Set, service to self, a sociopath. Mankind is the east gate, the right-hand path of God, service to others, the divine. It's all about getting out of yourself and loving other people, folks. Love is truly, that's the key. The Sumerians called him On, was that A-N, and
yeah,
in his
and.
Own ark, he's called Lord Abith Sol, or Saul.
Mm-hmm.
The Hebrews called him Sol-Omen, the wise serpent and the terrible judge. His Egyptian coven name was Set, and in Ur, he was called Suleiman the lawgiver. Common name, common man called him Satan.
Right.
Wow.
And
line.
believe it or not, Terry, I mean, people have never heard this before, but he has somebody over him.
Really?
Yes.
Satan has somebody over him?
Yeah, there's some these beings are huge. They're gaseous. They don't have bodies.
Yeah.
And like I was saying to you before, they rule the planets.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
Satan's a free roamer.
Mm-hmm.
He pretty much does what he wants to, but the thing
yes,
is
he does.
Yeah. He's controlled too.
Wow. And two
these are the from what I heard not long ago, there were in the beginning there were 15 of them. There was about 15 of them that created quote unquote entropy in the universe. Mm-hmm. What they did was they started a war.
Yes.
Rebelled against our prime creator, which mm-hmm. is which is God,
right.
the creator.
All caps.
And
yeah.
And they war broke out. They were kicked out. They were disconnected. They had to survive.
They did what they had to do.
And did what they had to do to survive. They hacked into to the proton field. When I say mm-hmm. proton field, that's the field that the energy field that's in space. They had to have bodies to actually be able to survive,
because
they were disconnected from the Most High.
And even though Satan had the RNA process, he did not have the DNA process.
Right.
Okay.
And when they hacked into the proton field, they actually lowered the vibration so that they could survive, and so they could
have bodies. That also affected us.
Yes, it did. And the first, from what I read, and I've heard people talk about it also, the first incarnation they did had was a body that was made out of rocks.
Rock.
Yes, made out of rock.
Oh, I'm connecting dots here. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And then from there, they migrated to different parts of the solar system.
Right.
And they found a reptile branch, and they incarnated into the planet where the reptile branch, the domain of the reptile mm-hmm. branch, which is in the Draco star system.
Okay.
And it's in the northern sector of our hemisphere.
Okay. Parent line of the three Ptolemies is C. And the two offspring branches of the El are the Greys and the Nephilim. And Moloch, the owl. Moloch is represented up at Bohemian Grove. There's a 30 or some say 40 foot statue paying homage. Is it 40? It's
yes.
huge. I know that. Where they do sacrifices, some say mock, some say real, don't know. We know Alex Jones snuck in there and got some really cool footage of it. I mean, when you have the leaders of the free world donning black robes and chanting in front of a 40-foot statue, stone statue of an owl, that should throw a few flags up to you folks. All right, let's get back to this
video. Which ran the sciences and education. And this is how they were able to lie about the true nature of space.
All right, here we go. Abyss in the underworld, branch of reptiles. Sumerian is On, the Egyptian is Set, Hebrew is Satan, planet is Saturn. Now, what does papal mean? What are we saying here?
That's Pope.
I know, but why has it got the Apostle John? What are they saying here?
Now, some of this is kind of vague. And just listen to it and see what it has to say.
All right. Well, Enki is Amun, Yahweh. Yeah, I don't know about that. We'll listen and see what it says. Let's see.
There's no inside structure.
Is it hollow?
The sun is not.
Yeah, there's only a surface. There's nothing inside.
Is the sun actually, do you believe, combusting in
us? Not burning anything. There's no fusion in the sun. That's well understood.
Proven.
Yeah, well, there's just not the way to prove that there is any. It's only in the flares do you get fusion. That's why all the X-rays. The flares, the arcs, and the X-rays, and the microwaves, and whatever result of fusion in the arcs. There's no fusion in the sun. They don't know how the sun works.
I bet they don't.
Why do you... What's special? How does the sun make... Like.
It's a transformer. Transforms from some other dimension. It's not burning anything. It doesn't have to.
Who is this guy?
It's a converter.
Of what?
I don't know. Nobody knows. But that's what it does. That's the only thing it can do because that's how everything works.
They showed his name in the
beginning. Transforming from another dimension.
Yeah, you could say it's taking energy from another dimension, counter space. There's no energy, actually. Most of it you can't even measure in outer space or see.
Can't see.
No, you can't see the sun in free space.
So the sun is not visible in outer space.
Not in free space. It's only invisible when gross matter becomes involved, like the Earth's atmosphere and envelope and the surface of the moon or whatever.
That makes sense.
Otherwise, there is no light. You can see the moon, you can see the Earth, but you can't see the sun or you can't see the stars.
And that's why the concept of the concept comes in.
Right. You can see material objects, but you cannot see the sources of light. There is no.
Because they have to make a version that our mind can take in and make sense of.
Yeah, and it's in the it's in the seven color visual range that we look in.
It has
that
to
we
be.
See in. Yeah, it's in those seven color hues which make us human.
Oh my God, you're blowing my mind again. Yeah, exactly, exactly. Exactly. Everything's a construct akin to a computer program, or I hate to say this, but like the Matrix. And that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And you know, we only see what 0.03% of everything that's there, I think, something like that, or maybe it's 3%.
And that abyss that they were talking about.
Yeah, the abyss.
Yeah. And that part is located in that negative space inside of that field. Inside of the that Vesica Pisces field that Earth is captured in, and when the families are divided, Earth has to be pulled back through the eye because we're inside of the eye now, and we got to be pulled back through it.
Wow. Well, I'm as a car guy, I'm sitting here trying to figure out it's 57. We got to go because we got to do two breaks. All right, folks, this is going to be an 8-minute break because I'm combining two, but this is very, very, very important stuff that you need to hear. You're listening to Clear the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. Postman is with me tonight. We will be back in 8 minutes. Come back.
All right, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. They say timing is everything in real estate. Is it the right time to sell your home? MLS statistics tell us the River Region home sales are up by 14% from this time last year. Existing single-family homes accounted for 81% of home sales. New home sales were 18% of the total. Buyers are in the market now, and 40% of the buyers have never bought a home before. Buyers want the following features. They want to see fairly priced homes, homes that are in good condition, homes that are convenient to the workplace, homes that are located in a neighborhood that demonstrates pride of ownership, homes that they can move into in the next 30 to 45 days. Do you have a home like this? Have you kept the home in good condition? Do you want to move to a larger, more modern home? Find the answers with the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225, and let's work together to sell your home. Bo Goodson, 551-0225.
Hey, Montgomery, switch to WOW and go from spectrum to spectacular. For a limited time, get Internet 100 for only $19.99 a month when bundled with TV. You'll also get a free DVR, a premium channel, and next-day installation is available. All on WOW's fastest 1-gig network. Switch from spectrum and save. Don't miss out on this limited-time offer. Visit WOWWay.com or call 1-855-WOWWAY2 today. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam for my friends at Woodham Southside Firestone, the name you can trust 50 years and still running strong. Woodham Southside Firestone. You're going to love them the first time. Got a nice area for your air condition, by the way, for you to wait in the waiting area. And all of the great ASE technicians and mechanics will do the job right the first time. I can tell you from firsthand experience, well, let's put it like this. After 40 years, Woodham Southside Firestone is the only place you need to go. From the tires, oil changes, transmission service, you name it, they're going to take care of it. I want to read just a couple of reviews for you. Martha C. says, have used Mr. Woodham for over 30 years and have never...